There, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set the family routines that hold it all together. This is your mom life transformation time, and today we're talking about homeschooling and doing it all, why you need to implement delegation as a homeschooling mom, plus my perspective. Do you need to quit the room pickup game because you've started a business? Let's get your kids to clean their rooms starting now because you've got better things to do than clean their rooms for them when you're supposed to be running your business. Give yourself a break and give your kids some life skills because no, you don't have to be the maid for your whole family just because you work from home. In this free coaching session, I'm going to show you how to take your time back and get your kids to start doing their share. So let's do this. Grab your spot to get started, and I can't wait to help you transform your day-to-day work-at-home mom life. Look, delegation is crucial. You cannot cook three meals from scratch, manage the kids, clean the house top to bottom, homeschool everybody, change all the diapers, and get time to yourself for working out or talking to your friends without it. It's just too much if you're homeschooling. Yep, that's what we think we're supposed to do. Stupid culture. Which is why I'm going to tell you to go against that culture. I'm going to tell you to delegate as much as possible. I'm going to tell you to take a 2-hour break every afternoon. I'm going to tell you to know your essentials, what has to get done, and to only do them. Because this trap we've fallen into, this you can't do it all, and, or well, actually, you can do it all, and you're a great mom if you do it all and you get yourself run ragged by it messaging, it's stealing our motherhoods from us. Did you ever stop to think about that? It's stealing your kids, your memories of your time with your kids from us. The good memories of this time, too. And you don't want to let that happen. You want to remember being a mother and not in a, oh, I was so exhausted and sleep deprived kind of way. You want to actually have the mom counterpart to the family memories that your kids are making, right? Which means you have to stop doing it all. I'm serious. You can't keep going like this. No. You can't water the garden, feed the pets, cook three meals, also the snacks, homeschool each and every child individually, clean the house, do the library trips, go on Saturday museum outings and run a business and have time to spend with your husband, not in sleep. So you have to make a choice. Are you going to continue trying to do it all when failing, trying to force yourself into that mold? Or are you going to break the mold, shatter your expectations, and step out of them into something different? Into a delegatable life that's filled with what you're great at working with your kids on. Need some specifics? Okay, hate the food prepping? See if you can get your older kids involved. It's food science. That's a subject, right? What about cleaning? Well, that is a first chore you should be offloading to your kids right away. Laundry? Same thing. Here goes. Kids, you're doing your own. I mean, obviously you teach them. What if it's the math? Don't I have to do that even though I hate it? Go get one of those online math programs that self-grades your kids. Mommy math frustration vanished right now. But don't I have to? No, you don't. Get that out of your head. You're allowed to skip that part of mom life or homeschooling or housekeeping as long as you get someone else to do it or you have the brainwave that it was totally unnecessary in the first place. You're fine. Truly. You want to know how I did this? Asking one of my kids to help the kindergartner do their reading lessons if I've already done four and I have my own chores and business work I need to do, or if I haven't done my exercising yet. And yes, these are all extra lessons, so I'm not telling my inquisitive learner that they can't do more if they want to. It's just that I can't do it all. We've already done the minimum for the day. So I grab one of my compassionate helper personality kids and pair him up with the young one. I have two of these types of kids, and so I always make sure they're in a place where they want to spend time with the young sibling right now. This is not mommy's new chore for you that you have to do with a bad attitude. It's would you like to help so-and-so with their reading? If they say sure, I say thank you. Could you do two lessons with her? Maybe about 30 minutes, just to give expectations. But then it's great watching them cheerfully ask, okay, so does it start with this letter or this letter? When the little one is struggling to pick her cue, well, I'm off to go do my exercising or maybe just some much needed mommy running a business journaling time, you know, to get the business brain fog out and actually relax from the day. So, what are you thinking you might maybe sort of kind of like to get off your plate today? You had an idea that popped into your head earlier in this episode. Yeah, that one. Go delegate it right now. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have to, it's an experiment. I want you to see what life is like without it because you may never want it back. Alrighty then, there is your homework. Go delegate that one thing you're not sure you're allowed to, even if it's making birthday cakes for your kids, and see how much happier you are without it. Because you just ditched the I have to do it all expectation that you put on yourself. Shatter that mold and start living outside it. You can do this. Do you need to quit the room pickup game because you've started a business? Let's get your kids to clean their rooms starting now because you've got better things to do than clean the rooms for them when you're supposed to be growing that business. Give yourself a break and give your kids some life skills because no, you don't have to be the maid for your whole family just because you work from home. In this free coaching session, I'm going to show you how to take your time back and get your kids to start doing their share around the house. So let's do this. Grab a spot to get started, and I can't wait to help you transform your day-to-day work-at-home mom life. And that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.